Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You can even call in and try to tell us how to do our jobs differently if you want to. Maybe we'll listen. You know,
we have
I've
listened.
Taken constructive criticism in the past. Absolutely. 800-259-9231. Right back into your phone calls we go. Plus, coming up, topless women marching in Portland. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that went for them. First, we go to the phones and the fun. Stephen, listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen. Stephen in Florida, going once.
Stephen,
hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, topless women in Oregon. That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
I think Peter did quite a terrible job, actually, of trying to bust your chops. Just my opinion. I remember that conversation distinctly. The person sounded as if he was sort of starting to go in the direction of, you know, hating on brown people. And I think it was Dale that was there. And he said something about it, and the guy was like, no, I don't have a problem with Mexicans at all. And it was immediately dropped. And then back to the conversation. So I think Peter's kind of basically barking up the wrong tree. And from racism, we go to racism, because there was a conversation that happened between me and a coworker about 10 years ago. And involved other people as well. And I've never forgotten it. And my wife said something that reminded me of it the other day. I thought I'd call in. You guys, once in a while, somebody black will call in. And I remember distinctly Mark saying, well, let me take a wild stab in the dark. You're black, right? You know, it was a friendly conversation. And the guy, yeah, I'm black. And I know Mark could tell by the way he talked, because some or most black people talk in a certain way, right?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say most. That you can tell black people by the way they talk.
Right, yeah. And I mentioned something like this. I had called some company, something. At any rate, I was on the phone with somebody, and it turned out it was a black lady, or a black person. And I said, yeah, it was a black person. I could tell by the way they talked. And I just kind of, the reason why I mention stuff like that, usually the person's race doesn't matter to me at all. What I try to do is I try to get people to visualize things. Like if I say I saw a guy walking down the street, if I'm telling you this, and if I say it's a black guy or a Mexican guy or whatever, I'm just only trying to get you to picture it more clearly in your mind. It's not a racist thing with me at all.
Mm-hmm. And my wife completely. Is like, I get it completely. I mean, if you're trying to describe somebody, you know, my best friend, the godfather of my child, is you know, a black man, and mm-hmm. the only way that I can describe him to people is to say that first, and then you start with something, and then you can work your way down from that, because it's very difficult to say, well, he's 6'3" and he has sort of brown, very tight wavy hair, very light skinned, has freckles across his nose, it's broad in the fashion of a person who might be from originally from Africa.
You know, it's a weird thing to say. Well, the point was that I was accused of being racist, because I said, well, you could tell that she was black by the way she talked. This guy was like, man, you're racist, and he was a white guy. So on behalf of all black people everywhere, this was being offended, and he said, oh, well, Haitians don't talk that way, Jamaicans don't talk that way, which is ironic because I've been to both Haiti and Jamaica, and he's never been outside the United States. And I said, no, of course not. I said, you know what I mean, man. You know what I'm talking about. If you hear somebody black on the radio or on the telephone or whatever, you know that they're black sometimes, or I would say most times. And you know, same with me. Nobody's probably ever going to confuse me for a black guy when they're listening to this podcast or whatever.
But I have confused, like over the telephone, I have heard white people that mm-hmm. sound black, and so you can get yourself into some trouble. From the Caribbean, the white people sound very much like the people from the Caribbean, although the vast majority of people from Caribbean are black. You'll have these people, I think they're Conky Joes is what the terminology is for what they're, the colloquial term for white people from the Caribbean. But my gosh, they sound just the same.
They sure do. They sound like Bob Marley. When I was in Jamaica, I saw white guys, they sounded like Bob Marley. I thought it was a put on. I thought they were Hey, wow, man, you're really pretty good at putting that Bob Marley thing there.
It's hard not to sound like a bigot saying things like that, though, isn't it?
I don't know if that's bigoted, because there's no avarice involved. There's no hatred. It's not coming from a perspective of, well, I'm better than you are, anything like that. It's just more of an observation.
Right. Well, and here's the deal. Later on that day, I was listening to the radio. It was NPR, actually. And they were doing a story about the ship on the Great Lakes, and they interviewed one of the cooks. The cook, he was black, you could tell by listening to him, and I called that guy, my coworker, over, and I said, hey, man, come here. And I said, listen to this guy talking on the radio. And I said, and tell me that you can't tell he's black. If you tell me you can't tell he's black, I'm going to call you a damn liar to your face. And all he did was he turned around and walked away. So... yeah, so I don't know. I think that the point is that I've heard you guys do it. I've done it. I don't know if you've ever been accused of being racist for that, but to me it's the most preposterous thing in the world to call somebody racist because you acknowledge that some or most black people.
We had a guy call in on one of our Saturday night shows. He called himself Theft, and actually I ended up finding his blog on the internet because I've got one of those Google search things that returns Free Talk Live to me to tell me what people are when they're talking about the show on the internet. And that's how I came across his blog, and it was called The Hip Hop Libertarian. And when Theft called in, he sounded Hispanic. I don't think we ever called it out, because there's no point in necessarily.
There's no point.
It just depends on where the conversation is going to. But it's an observation. It doesn't mean that I think less of him or more of him or anything like
exactly.
that.
Right.
I've struggled with this one because I've opted out of the race conversation in that I don't have one, and I'm not gonna play into that. But you can't opt out of it entirely. It just doesn't, as I said, it just doesn't make sense when trying to describe people to someone else.
Yeah, I
sound like an absolute lunatic trying to talk about my friend Julian without calling him black. It just wouldn't make any sense.
What about the people that call in from the UK? I mean, we're not necessarily talking about their skin color, but they certainly have a distinct accent.
Sometimes people from Australia sound like they're from the United Kingdom and vice versa.
Well, they were originally. That was a prison colony.
How would a person from another planet describe a black person? They would probably explain them as a human of African descent
or darker or something like that.
Yeah. He has dark hair, and that some of the ones that you meet in America talk in a certain dialect or a certain manner. They have a certain manner of speaking. Back when I was a kid, I'm kind of old. They used to call it jive talking when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Very well. I think there's
a difference between dialect and sound.
Yeah, jive talk doesn't describe it because that's sort of a different way of mamma jamma, that's sort of, but you can tell sometimes
pathetic.
Even the most educated of black people, ones that you're not talking about jive on the street or something like that, they still have sort of a sound sometimes. I'll tell you, there. My friend Julian had a situation. He doesn't sound this way on the telephone. He has a situation where he was selling insurance, going over to a guy's house, and the guy said, "Don't bring any black people with you." My friend Julian is, he's just not the kind of guy that would say anything, and so he just he got off the telephone and decided that he wasn't going to follow through on that appointment. There's no purpose in confronting that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a percentage of people out there that's not going to work
to judge
who they are.
Just as another example, from time to time we'll have a call from Robert Wicks. He's one of the bloggers and the writers over at LouRockwell.com.
He's a great guy.
Great guy. One of the most brilliant folks. I've had the honor of meeting him in person, but one of the most brilliant folks I think we've ever had grace these airwaves. He's a really smart guy. He's an IT guru behind the scenes for the show, and certainly I consider him brighter than I, but you can tell Robert Wicks is black.
He's
on the
black.
Phone.
You can tell.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
That's right.
And it's not because of the jive talk or whatever, or the way they call it.
Or whatever you
want to
call
it, certainly not.
It's just a certain timbre or
affectation.
Right, and I think that throughout this whole conversation, this little miniature conversation we've had, I think that one thing is perfectly crystal clear, is that Mark cannot imitate a black guy very well at all.
No.
Oh, have I been trying to do that?
You tried to jive talk. You did a little jive talk. Thanks for the call tonight, Stephen. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CA.
Yo, mamma jamma.
You got to get the clip from Airplane, man. That's
yo, homie, what's going down, man?
All right, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it. Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com is the place to go to see that and get involved. If you are a lady listener, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
So how long do you want to wait to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? We want the public school to get a hold of them first. I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to Jack almost every day. It's kind of like Rothbard meets Dr. Seuss. Mm-hmm. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there, and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. It's An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
So we had a call from Stephen, and I just want to continue just with a few more thoughts on that, and we'll get back right back into your phone calls about whatever you want. But Stephen in Florida was calling in because somebody had accused him of being, I think it was racist, because he claimed that in general, not every time, but in general, that he could ascertain whether or not a person he was speaking with on the phone with was indeed black. And we're talking about how that is not necessarily, that's not racist, because there's no element of hatred. There's not a statement about how that's because they're worse or better or anything like that.
Well, I think it is a statement about how we walk on eggshells about race in this country.
I think there's that, and that's kind of what this whole conversation is. But to some extent, if you, I think it's important to be able to laugh at yourself. And I like it, for instance, when I think it's funny when I hear somebody like a Dave Chappelle or comedian, black comedian doing white guy, kind of straight geek white guy voice, like just kind of real, I'm a white guy, you know, that kind of thing. That's funny too.
He has a character with a funny wig that he does with that. Yeah.
Because you guys were doing your best jive talking accents as we went out the show, and I just thought, I hope somebody out there is making fun of the way you guys talk at the same time.
My wife does all the time.
So, and you know, and again, what if you make a statement like, well, most of the time when I'm talking on the phone to someone, I can tell if they're a woman or not. I think that's a generally true statement as well. Are there some women that don't sound very feminine? Sure.
Yeah, every once in a while you go out on a limb and you look like a real jerk.
Yeah.
I also think that there's
I used to have long hair. People thought I was a woman from behind, too.
Well,
they smack you, really?
You do have a butt of an 8-year-old boy. I think that there's an opportunity to be generous with people, though, when they make a mistake like that. I mean, I've had people say yes, ma'am, to me. Mm-hmm. I suspect it's not because they think I'm a woman, but because they just... you know, for whatever reason that's stuck in their head or something like that.
Can be made.
And, you know, I think that when that there's it's a perverse kind of nastiness where somebody really gets all upset when you know, somebody makes a mistake like that. You know, I mean, okay, so somebody called me ma'am, or somebody mistook me for, you know, whatever it is that they mistook me for. You know, and no big deal.
Right. Yeah, it was usually just satisfying enough to turn around after someone would say, excuse me, miss, and turn around with my goatee. And just turn, obviously not a woman at that point.
It was like a Benny Hill clip.
If I had a dollar for every time some gay guy mistook me for another gay guy, I'd be rich.
So, really?
So since we were talking about...
Your nails are really too good, Mark.
I do have finely buffed nails.
Since we were talking about jive talking, and again, we were just talking about jive talking as an aside. The original call was about people sounding like they're black. That's a different topic altogether, sound of voice versus a dialect or a manner of speaking. And so I pulled up a clip from Airplane just because the internet's amazing. All you had to do was go to YouTube and type in Airplane Jive, and you get this.
Can I get you something?
She mofo butter laying into the bone, take me up, take me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right. Would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine?
This is going to be good.
Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up with a rebound on the med side.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Cover some slack, Jeff. Something want to help, Chump. Don't get your help.
Say can't hang, say seven up.
Jive ass dude don't got no brains in him.
That is one of my favorite comedy movies. I love Airplane. It's funny every time I watch it. Even if I'm alone, I can laugh and watch Airplane.
Imitating people isn't necessarily to make fun of them. Sometimes it's flattery. Sometimes it's just fun. It just feels good to talk like a gay guy or something, you know? Whatever it might be. Now, let me ask you this. If somebody were talking like this, a caller, and you, Mark, might say, well, are you gay? Isn't that a similar thing? But
yes, it's very similar, yeah.
But it actually, sometimes it just feels fun to do those things. I wouldn't ever have the intent of making fun of somebody in imitating their dialect.
Sure.
It's just fun.
Yeah, I think that there's, it generally is about the attitude. I also think that there are people out there that are going to take the opportunity, kind of sick, perverse people, they're going to take the opportunity to be offended when it's just supposed to be a joke. I think people can take jokes too far, too. Mm-hmm. So it tends to be this kind of no man's land where people fear to tread. And that's kind of how it ends up.
That's why we have to go there.
No, you can go.
The toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Kanan, listening in Colorado. Kanan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Yeah, I just had a question for you guys that stemmed from a conversation you were having on a show a couple days ago, maybe, about federal provocateurs and different subversive or anti-governmental organizations that were there.
The Fed sending in an agent provocateur into an organization with the purposes of ginning up violence by putting violent ideas in people's heads and just poisoning them with that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And the question that I got from that was, if the Feds are going to infiltrate an obscure organization, like some of the obscure organizations you guys were referencing, I mean, have you guys ever been suspicious out in New Hampshire? Some guy just shows up, starts talking about everybody needs to be a lot more violent and how, all the peaceful activism that's going on is just inefficient. And, you guys just kind of, maybe you don't have proof of it.
Absolutely. But it doesn't matter because I'm not planning violence. So it's not like I have to really be too concerned about that. It's just more of a kind of fun spot the Fed sort of thing for us because we're out here. You're talking about the Free State Project, thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people making the move together to New Hampshire and getting active for freedom. It is certainly a ripe ground where the Feds would think they could come in and do that sort of thing. But if they come here or they stop in our forums, especially over at Free Keene, which is really the only part of the movement I'm concerned with, they'll come in, and if they start bandying about violent rhetoric, then they will be rebuffed, first of all, because we just won't stand for it. And secondly, if they keep it up, they'll be ostracized and removed from the community. So it has happened in real life where people will come here, and really something's off about them. Something is just, they've got that kind of violent tinge to them. Maybe they're not being so overt necessarily, but suggesting things. And
I just tell them what we do with infiltrators from the federal government.
What's that?
Well, how we use a potato peel on them, strip their skin off, and then release fire ants on them.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I wouldn't say that would be the case. But if you want, hang on, if you've got more, 800-259-9231. No, normally what we just do, Mark, is ostracize them. And we
I'm not out with you guys enough. I don't care.
We let them know that we're peaceful. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 3305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then freetoprosper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download yours right there on the front page of the website, free for you, at freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to make a major purchase like a car or a home, you need to check out your credit report. You may have foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments on your credit file, either legitimately or erroneously. And the credit repair law firm Chartered can help you take care of it for just $60 a month. It's not like you have to sign up for a year or anything like that, just as long as you need to get your credit cleaned up. Some people choose to stay on forever just keeping their credit clean, but it's up to you. Go to cleaningcredit.com, and you could save hundreds, probably thousands of dollars if it's a major loan like a car or a house. And it's something you need to do before you make that major purchase. Cleaningcredit.com.
800-259-9231. Right back into your phone calls we go. Do we still have Kanan? Do we get rid of Kanan? I've completely spaced out. I think we said we're going to bring Kanan back. Kanan, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here if you guys can hear me.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of a little bit more curious. I mean, has anybody ever tried to out these alleged or these suspected federal agents? You know, maybe ask them if they work for the government and...
No, I don't think anything like that has ever really happened. But after the fact, sometimes people will come here and they'll suggest things that are unsavory, and they will disappear, and we won't ever see or hear from them again.
There was one socially inept guy at the Pork Fest last year that they called the Fed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure somebody mentioned something to him, but I couldn't say what or anything.
I don't know if anyone mentioned anything to them. To my knowledge, no one has ever been really confronted like, well, we think you're a Fed or anything like that. I don't think anyone really cares that much, because as I pointed out, I'm not plotting violence, so it doesn't matter. There's nothing they can entrap me into. If they come around and they start talking about getting violent, hey, why don't we blow this up or do this or that? And people have done that stuff. I just make it clear that I'm not interested in such things. And if they continue to do that, we can have discussions with them as we have over at the Free Keen Forum. They're there for everybody to see where the regular members of the Liberty community up here are making it real clear that we don't want to be associated with this. We don't want this kind of talk on our website because we are about peaceful means toward peaceful ends, not because you can't have violence lead to peace. And so we'll talk about the issues and make it clear that we are different from that particular viewpoint. And if the person doesn't change the way they're talking, if they don't change the way they're behaving, then they will find themselves on the outs. No one will want to spend any time with them. They won't be invited to social gatherings and things like that. And we've seen all of those people over time fall away. The more dangerous folks that seem to have some kind of penchant for at least talking about violence. Again, they never do anything. They just talk about it and suggest it. They tend to just kind of fold up camp and disappear. So if there's somebody who's real deep undercover, I suppose that's a possibility too. Somebody who's real good and not so obvious like some of the other people.
Somebody who's invested an entire 10 years in a radio talk show career to get on the inside. Huh? That kind of guy?
So if they're there, then that's fine too. It doesn't matter because there's nothing to be paranoid about if you're not actually out plotting violence. And the people I know are not, to my knowledge. I know I certainly am not. So it doesn't matter if they're actually a Fed, some sort of agent provocateur, or if they are just somebody who really does believe in violence, somebody who actually is not a Fed but also believes in violence. To me, it doesn't matter. As long as they're advocating violence, they'll be treated in the same way. They'll be treated as though they are dangerous and that we don't want to be associated with folks like that. When I say we, I'm talking about people who believe in peace and who are not interested in that particular attitude. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and I just wanted to tell you guys that all the peaceful activism you guys are doing up there has really inspired me. I've actually been a long time listener, not only first time caller. This is the first time I've actually listened to the live stream.
I usually just catch
the podcast, but I'm working on being an early mover right now. So
great.
I just have one last bit request for advice. Would you guys recommend moving out and then seeking a job if you're just really anxious to get out there, or is the economy in the state where you would definitely recommend making sure all your ducks are in a row before you get out there?
Keenan, do you live at home with your parents or do you pay rent currently?
I pay rent right now.
So, how much do you pay a month of rent?
Wife is the property manager where we live, so we get a pretty big discount as far as what the normal market rent is. So we're paying about $700, but we have animals. We have two cats and a dog, and we have washer and dryer and renovated appliances. So we'd probably be looking at $1,000 if it was maybe just shy of $1,000.
There will be a step up in rent likely. I can't speak to what it's like in the rest of the state. I know that rents in the northern portion of the state are much less. I can't speak to those. I don't live up there. I don't know anything about the job climate. I know little about the job climate here because, honestly, I have my own job and I rarely leave my home to go venturing out.
Well, I can tell you that I've known people that have moved up here and taken differing approaches. Of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, bringing liberty-loving people together onto the same place. Some people have come up here and they've thrown caution to the wind and they've crashed on couches and paid very, very little to live in the more uncomfortable of living environments, and they've made it work. Some folks have come up here with some savings, which I think is a smart thing to do. If you've got some savings, you should expect to be digging into that if you don't have a job right out the gate. And so you may want to plan for a few months where you may not have work. One guy came up here and he kind of dilly-dallied a little bit about getting serious about going up and finding work, and he found himself getting real tight on funds. He'd brought some savings up, but he kind of just let it ride a little bit and didn't really take it seriously. And then he was tightening up on his money supply, and then all of a sudden got serious about getting the job. He got the work. All of a sudden the work rolled in. He got two job offers. He actually got two jobs and had some contract work coming in also at the same time for some IT stuff.
So, it, you know, it worked out for him once he put the, his boots on the ground and got out and knocked on some doors.
It is easier here to get a job by being here, is what I've heard from everybody. I haven't gotten a job since I've been up here, so I can't answer that specifically. But what I've heard from everyone, you know, that's so. And it makes sense to me the way New Hampshire kind of functions. They're a little insular. You know, the reason that New Hampshire isn't taking it on the chin in this economic crisis is essentially it's a local economy up here, much more localized than most places. And, you know, they just don't seem to hire people over the telephone or anything like that.
That's been the experience of some people.
Yeah, that's my experience.
So
what I hear.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, well, I've got a tentative interview the day after the Three Keen Fest, so I'll cross my fingers and hopefully I won't have to worry about it. But thank you for the advice and thanks for taking my call.
Great. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Keenan. Appreciate it, and congratulations in advance on your move to New Hampshire. It's a big step and something that people should, you know, take seriously. There's a lot to consider up here. Do you rent? Do you buy? Probably a smart thing to do is to rent before you figure out where exactly you want to end up landing. But I bought sight unseen, duplex here in Keene, New Hampshire, because I was pretty certain I wanted to be here. And it turned out it worked out fairly well for me. I had a realtor who treated me well. You know, she pointed me in the right direction and kind of acted as my proxy up here. And I'd never visited New Hampshire before I moved in. Worked out for me. That doesn't mean it'll work out for you. You know, your mileage may vary. And so I think the more precaution you can take, probably the better. Have some savings before you come up. If you can get a job before you come up, great. But if you're languishing, if you feel like you're languishing where you are and a job's just a job to you, then if you've got some savings, make the move and look for the job up here. I mean, it's the New Hampshire economy is the best in the Northeast.
Yep.
So odds are good that there'll be something here unless you're real picky. If you're one of those picky job people that you can only have a certain job in a certain area, then obviously your time at finding work is going to be a little bit more difficult. But if you're more open-minded to whatever opportunities present themselves, it probably will be easier.
You can check out FSP Job Alert on Facebook, too. There's a group there to join, FSP Job Alert.
Great idea. Also, the freestateproject.org forum has a jobs area as well. So plenty of resources for that kind of thing. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, if you own your own business, bring that up with you, too.
Yes.
Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. Mark, tell me about SACL CAI.
It's a three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue here with your calls. Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hello, Gene.
Hello, guys. Hey. I wanted to go back to the video of those photojournalists getting murdered in Iraq.
Oh, gosh. Disgusting.
I have to say that when I saw that yesterday, it just made me absolutely sick. I can't believe
it is sickening
that these are supposedly our brave men in uniform. And I want to explain why I believe this is happening.
Okay. We're talking about the video where helicopter people were just slaughtering innocent people with a machine gun.
Yeah, it's big on the internet right now.
And the reason I think it's happening is because people are becoming enamored with this cult. And by this cult, I'm referring to the belief in government. And I definitely believe that where Paul said there were already many antichrists in the world, he was referring to this belief in governments. Governments are the actual antichrist, and all of them are included. But this idea that this is a cult mentality, and you have to realize that cult mentality is very powerful, and it's hard to break. That's how Jim Jones was able to get everybody to drink the Kool-Aid, because they were brainwashed to the extent where they didn't understand reality.
Right. These people have been brainwashed to the extent where they are enjoying the killing of other human beings.
Which is a heck of a lot easier than getting someone to kill themselves. And in the Jim Jones case, one might argue that the vast majority of them didn't know that they were killing themselves. But you can't make that claim with the Hale Bopp situation, which is where the cult believed that they were going to ride the comet to Never Never Land or whatever it was that they were going to do a decade ago. And they all committed suicide on the night the comet was nearby or something.
Wait a minute, I was going to try and ride on that comet. Are you telling me they
But you don't have to kill yourself to do it, Gene. You just have to pray real hard.
I missed that chapter. Okay, yep. I didn't read that part. Okay. But anyway, the thing about the cult mentality is that when you're sucked into the cult, you believe that somehow authority exists. And that's exactly what these guys are doing. They think they have authority to blow these people to kingdom come and then laugh about it. And that is what's so sick and disgusting about the whole thing.
Yeah. You know, statism is just a religion, and it's a religion that demands, you know, both your tribute, more tribute than any religion that I've ever heard of, and human sacrifice. It is the sickest kind of religion.
I might also mention that it's obvious from viewing this video, and of course we know this is true all over Iraq and all over everything since Vietnam, that we are in great violation of the Geneva Convention.
When you say we, you mean the U.S. federal government.
Yes,
the
military forces. I'm not going to say we. I'll say the military forces.
Thank you.
Are in violation of the Geneva Convention every time they train a 50 caliber on somebody. The Geneva Convention says you're not to use 50 caliber for personnel.
Yeah, it's supposed to be used for equipment.
And all of those rounds were 50 caliber, and they looked like they were fragmentation rounds that blow up on impact, because if you look at the dust flying and the dirt, everything blowing the kingdom come as those rounds hit the ground and hit those poor saps on the ground, it's obvious that something is more than just a bullet going through a body.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that is in violation of the Geneva Convention. Of course, who cares about the Geneva Convention? You know, we threw that out the window in Vietnam. We don't care about Geneva Convention.
Right. Who in the federal government would care about that? And who's going to hold them accountable?
Well, I don't know. I hope someday they get held accountable by somebody. I'm afraid it's going to have to be God, because none of us have the power to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody on this earth, that's for sure.
It's the authority, the belief that they have authority to do it, and they don't have that authority. It's fiction.
Gene, I want to switch to a different track here. Jason Osborne, the sponsor of the show, felt that we treated you unfairly regarding your belief that there was some kind of inside job going on with the people that, I don't know, what are they? The Shangri-Las, the monkey seas or whatever they're called out there in Michigan, and that we sort of poo-pooed that. And then on Saturday night, we came out and sort of talked about how the federal government does send dupes in.
I don't think I ever poo-pooed that idea.
I know.
I heard you guys eating crow on Saturday. Yes, I heard that.
I don't think I poo-pooed it in the first place.
See, I guess... Because I didn't feel that way either, but Jason, you know, really felt that way. And I wanted to find out what Gene felt like, and then how much, because I feel like there's this line, this kind of this way to present it. And one of the ways sounds conspiratorial and nutty, and another way sort of points out what the facts are. And I'm sure that the people that, you know, like, it's a moving continuum. But, you know,
I think what I had said initially in our conversation with Gene about the hootery was that Gene is likely, you could be absolutely correct. However, I don't necessarily believe that everyone who is advocating violence is a Fed. I think that the people that have come here or that they're working with the state in some way, I think that the people that have come here that we were talking about in New Hampshire and advocated violence, maybe some of them are Feds. Maybe some of them are just people who, like I used to, really did think that violence was a solution. I just don't necessarily believe that everybody who's advocating for violence is a Fed. Go ahead, Gene, with your thoughts.
Well, like I explained when I called about that, it's not everyone who's the Fed, but the Feds will get into the group, they'll manipulate them, they'll give them the guns, they'll give them the bombs, they'll give them the ideas, and then they go arrest them. And that's the problem, is that they're getting in there and stirring up the pot and making these people do things that they either wouldn't have the ability to or they wouldn't have the desire to normally, and then they go arrest them. Over and over and over.
Absolutely.
It may very well be this is a situation, Gene, where everybody else's idea stinks, but mine are good, and it just took me a second to get, it took me a little while to get around to it. I don't know, but...
First of all, I'm used to Ian giving me a little bit of a hard time, so it just rolls off my back. I don't even pay any attention to it. But I still love Ian. I think he's a great... I think the show is great. And Ian, I just want to say one more thing before I go, is you have got to stop lumping the way that the attitude and the tone you use when you use the word Christian. And you know what I'm talking about, because you...
Well, when I introduce you as Gene the Christian Anarchist, there's no tone there.
But every other time you're talking about those Christians doing this and those crazy Christians and their crazy ideas. You're generalizing the same way you won't let any of us generalize.
Okay, well, make sure you call me out on that, Gene, because I don't recall doing that
I feel
recently.
That way. I mean, I know what he's saying, and I hold a great deal of bitterness for the Christian religion. And I don't consider Gene to be a Christian in the same way that, I was raised.
Hey.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I said, hey, I'm a Christian.
He's not in the same way he was raised.
You get to pick the term that you want to pick, but for me, Christians want to send people to hell. And
I don't.
I know.
That's right.
It's a different religion. I should come up with different terminology. Maybe I should, universalists, I don't know what the opposite of a universalist Christian is, but, because universalists.
Why don't you just say those people that want to send me to hell? How about that?
May very well be the right.
Because, they're not all Christians. Some of them are Muslims.
Yeah, Muslim.
Do Muslims believe in hell?
I bet they do.
And perhaps some of the Jewish readers want to send you to Sheol.
I think that's pretty, pretty much just a place where you're dead, right? Sheol?
Well, yeah, but I mean, maybe they still want to send you there.
Well, you're gonna, so you're claiming that you won't die. But
have we ever had vitriol like that from a Jewish person calling this program? I don't recall that.
Well, you guys won't dare say anything about Jews, because that's the big no-no. That's even worse than saying anything about blacks.
I don't know anything about Jewish people, except the ones that I've met have been very, very nice and good folks.
Yeah, well, they run the world, and they the Bilderbergers send us our paychecks. So
I'm an equal opportunity fun poker, I guess. I'll poke fun at every religion and every race. And
great. Hey, Gene, you know what? If I knew more about other religions, I'd poke more fun at them, but I was raised Christian. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Christians that wants to send people to hell.
Yeah, right. And I think that normally I do specify when I'm talking about Christians how I'm not talking about all Christians. I think I'm fairly good about making that point of clarification. But I was raised in a Christian church. I was raised in a Presbyterian church. And fortunately, I didn't have one of those families that had the Bible verses up in the bathroom. Like my parents weren't that extreme into the religion. You know, we could miss a week here and there of church, that kind of thing. But I went to Christian camp. You know, I mean, that's where I was raised.
That's where he was violated.
I went to the Yoder's restaurant in Sarasota, Florida. They had a proverb up on the wall and said Solomon underneath it. And I thought to myself, that Solomon was the best PR guy in history.
So
he took all the great sayings of the times, and he just slapped his name on them and said, I said that stuff. It's awesome.
There's more coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.